better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Welcome back. I'm pretending to be pumped because Tim's here. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's also your show, according to the description. I read it today. It's Futs and Pups show.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have any highlights from the chat this week?
That's a really good question, mate. I probably should have prepared something earlier because I don't have anything isolated. What's your highlight, Ben?
You started telling Richard that he filled him, as in Philip'd him, because Phil's a large pain in the dick, and I believe Richard was also being a pain in the dick, so he said that he filled you. But it's also funny because it sounds like he's inserting himself into you.
I don't think I meant it like that, but obviously that's how it came off. I also just want to preface that I hope I don't take away any of your raw aggression that as a co-host and a listener is probably the best part about the podcast. So I hope you still do go on angry rants today, even if I do bring a calmer energy to the pod.
I was 3 minutes away from throwing in the towel today because you and James are very punctual. You're tardy gentlemen. James doesn't even understand how to read a fucking clock. 7 o'clock. It's now 8:15. Well, footy's already started.
Well, speaking of James, he's trying to get into the room, mate.
I don't know. He's not in it. I gave him the link. You figured it out. Surely he can figure it out. He's a smooth brain.
He says asking for a password.
His brain's as smooth as his chest.
The suspense to the listeners whether or not James will make it in would be absolutely crushing them. This is riveting podcasting.
Yeah, but how do you... There must be a way to send him everything, though, right?
Has anything really aggravated you in the league this week, Matt?
Fuck me. My team, Dewey died. The Dewey Decimal System put a stop to his fucking career. 3 ACLs in one leg by 25. That's pretty rough.
Would you say he was your second best player?
Yeah, but he's also was probably my favorite player that I had. Like, I respect Dewey's ability to put in the worst team in NRL's history.
Yeah, they're terrible. And they were supposed to be good this year. I nearly put on a $50 bet that they would make the finals. And I'm glad I didn't put on the bet because it was never a good bet.
I just realized I put on a $20 bet for Dewey to be the top point scorer. I don't think he's going to be that anymore.
Yeah, that's... No, he probably isn't right now, which he would need to be by a fair margin.
You'd think he'd probably need to be ahead by a couple hundred points.
I'm upset because I got ripped off by James in his first year. Oh, he hustled me out of Dom Young.
The listener's innocence because the rape only went one way. It was Dom Young for AJ, and you got AJ. And that's Alex Johnston for anyone listening. And fucking James doesn't know who anyone is. So Dom Young had one good game and now he thinks he's like the best player in the league when Dom Young is one bad game away from being cut out of the league completely. And Alex Johnston's the best try scorer the NRL's ever seen.
Well, we're 25 minutes in or so. They're versing the Dolphins. They're getting fiddled and AJ's on 5 points. So... I think James is a savant, to be honest. He's hustled me.
I wonder how my new player, Robert Jennings, is going. Have you got the list there?
I'm also quite upset because I brought in Jacob Host for a 1 week AE appearance, and then I got nervous and cut him at the last minute, but he's already on 26.
Yeah, I cut out Milne because Tomo was named, and then he bloody popped him out because he had delayed concussion symptoms or a knee injury or something. And then my other player that I got rid of is now the player in the position that I was trying to play.
Who did you say you were interested in getting an update? Robbie Jennings, 11.
Yeah. Oh, how many minutes in is it? Right, I guess that's
21 minutes.
Yeah, so that's like 40 if it goes through. But they're playing
Jimbo's
a lot
down asking for a code, Matt.
There's no fucking code, Jim Dog. What are you talking about, you retard? I don't know where to find the information. Do I go to more?
So have you given up on your season at this point? Because a few devastating blows. I saw you did about 4 waiver signings.
Yeah, but it's like I'll be fine because my team's a score vacuum and they just suck everyone down to our level.
Yeah, you've had a lot of people sucking when they verse you.
Yeah. I'm 4-2 at the minute, so like a couple of weeks of waivers like to solidify some positions. And even if I lose the next couple, I'll still be 4-4. And then I'll just go on a run.
You're barely in the 6 though. You're on 8 points. Jimbo's in 7th on 6. You don't have a massive score buffer on him. You do on everyone else though, but you're probably going to be out of the 6 pretty soon, man. I think you're going to have a few dark weeks.
I feel like I'm just really appreciative that you said that because last time you were on here saying shit about my team, we all found out whose team was going to win any matches and whose team was a giant dog turd.
Well, since I was last on, my team's done a lot better. Cleary started performing. I think he's got 2 150s in a row. That's pretty beneficial, even if you do have a lot of pus around the rest of the team. And I went over 900 2 weeks in a row before my little rough week with 50% of my team out being that I have like 19 sharks.
Yeah, you have too many sharks. I want Katoa, but I don't want to give you anything for it.
Well, I'm in trade talks. I might be getting rid of Katoa shortly. I brought in Royce Hunt just as an extra shark for no real reason.
But they have
I think
middle...
he'll do all right because...
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, what were you going to say, big guy?
Don't they have a middle out, though? Either Rudolph...
Rudolph's gone. Rudolph's gone for a long time. So Royce will be getting some good minutes. And Royce was doing quite well at the end of last season, only playing 40 minutes or so, but getting some big scores. So I'd like to think that it's possible he can do that again. So I wanted to get in early, you know?
That's fair enough. I actually like
as a shark,
a lot. He's a monster of a man.
Yeah, and he knows how to play football. So I think with what Hines is doing, the amount of activity he's kind of feeding for the entire team, Royce is going to be very, very valuable shortly. And I had to get rid of Blake Laurie, unfortunately, because the Dragons are just not feeding the kid.
Nah. I've been really upset that every time I come into the chat this week, everybody keeps talking about how my team's crumbling. And I don't have anything to say because my fucking team's crumbling. Losing Dewey and Meany in the same week was pretty sad.
Yeah, but Meany's only 1 week, isn't he?
He's just got a bit of a sore head, I think.
Yeah, it happens. Because they ask them to do a fair bit of thinking in football and they're just not really designed for that. So they're going to get bad headaches from time to time.
I liked that.
Have you figured out how to let your guy in, Matt? This was supposed to be a 3-person podcast. That's the only reason I agreed to this episode.
I don't know how to do things, man. I'm a technological simpleton. I don't know these things.
What are you, some kind of RTD, FGT?
NGA.
I wasn't gonna add that, man.
Oi, just a question. This is like a social question.
Yeah, go shoot.
The N-word that is used for black people by either black people or people that don't like black people. Nigger.
Mm-hmm.
let's say.
And some white rappers. I don't think it needs to be said on the podcast, but that is your...
No, but that's the word.
I might take my name off. I might take my name off the official podcast list, but you do you.
Yeah, but like, that's like, I don't like that word. It's not a word that I say outside of this podcast at all. And, but, not even but, the C word for
why
black
say
people,
it on the podcast?
The C word for black people is so much more offensive than the N word.
Which C word? Like the old cheese brand?
Yeah, the old cheese brand. Like, that has some venom when people say it. No one's saying that casually to their friend.
Well, I think it's just because it's a singular syllable. So singular syllable words, you can really get a lot more bang with them.
Yeah, when people say it, it makes me like tense up. I'm like, oh, that's not a good word. Where?
Well, the African Americans kind of took the N-word back. You know, they made it their own, a part of their culture. They kind of empowered themselves with the word. Perhaps that hasn't happened for the other word.
No, and I don't know why I'm bringing it up, because our podcast got nothing to do with that. But I was thinking about it today, and I was like I don't like the C word, like, a lot, like, less. Like, I like it less. It's a bad word. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And not many things make me
you should
feel
probably get a. You should probably get a dark-skinned person on the podcast who is better qualified to answer the question.
Mate, you're known as Gay Black Tim. Last episode had a song just about you. It said you had melanin in the song.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm that black.
Okay, mate. If you want to,
Are you gonna get your guy on, mate, or you just
you,
can't
can you not
out?
Invite him? Hang on. If I just go invite and then copy the invitation and then post it to him, can he just do it like that? Hang on.
I think so, Matt.
Fuck, he's useless. There's 8 messages. I don't know if I'm pasting it into the right one, but it's in one of the chats. Which one did I put it in?
Have you been looking after your mental health recently?
Absolutely not. I am so fucked. And I've got that show coming up, so I'm working like 3 full-time jobs currently, and it's very difficult. But
what do you think you're running from that makes you work so hard?
Poverty. I am very scared of poverty. Yes. I mean, not all. I'm sure
that's the only motivator.
If I sit down and like think about myself as a person, I want to kill myself. So if I keep on the move, then I don't have to have any like internal dialogue, and I can just pretend that everything's okay because money's coming in.
So there's probably something.
Wife's reasonably happy.
There's probably something in that answer right there, right? If I don't do anything, I want to kill myself. There's probably something in there that you're running from, you know? Like what?
Yeah,
like,
but then you've got to think.
What are you saying to yourself? You know,
well, I'm saying to myself, keep doing stuff because then you won't kill yourself. So really, it's a positive.
No, but what's your motivator to kill yourself? Is this football chat related enough?
I guess if I thought about my football ability, it could make me think that even more, because I was never very good at football. Is James here?
Yeah, I am. I'm working on not talking over other people and, you know, just holding back and letting the conversation play out. And it seemed like you guys were in a really interesting place right there. And I was just seeing where you're going with it. But good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, mate.
Hi, James. I'm very well.
I'm glad you made it right on time.
Yeah, sorry about that, fellas. It's the smooth brain Kiwi in me that came out. The extra third chromosome was chirping. And it made me forget that daylight savings existed.
Or doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's very RTD-ED, mate.
It is what it is. You know, but I'm very glad to be here with you guys. Seems like the Dolphins are really putting it on the Rabbitohs.
Not right now, because Phil was right.
They don't like it. Yeah.
You sold me a dud, James. You sold me a dud. Yeah. I'm glad you're here because I'm pretty pissed off. You knew what you were doing. Eight points, nearly half time. You fucked me.
It is what it is, man. Like I feel like the deal was proposed by me. You gave me the terms. I agreed to them. Now I'm kind of looking around for some lube because the skin on my dick's really fucking sore from raping you so badly this far. But hey, there's another 40 minutes to go, and I really need to try to enjoy it.
Yeah, you baited me. You made me feel like I was the one buying dinner and then taking you back to my place, but that's not what happened.
Well, everyone watching thought that as well. So, like, I scream. I still claim consent. I still think it's a beautiful meeting between two guys. If it ends up with Doug eating six lemons, then I won't be opposed to it.
Hey, James.
Everyone wants to see him eat eight lemons.
Hey, James.
Yes.
Who has the record for the most tries in a single rugby league season?
Is it Alex Johnson?
It sure is.
Yeah. But like, look, I knew, put it this way, man. Like, I was first introduced to the player Dom Young when Durs and I were sitting in a bar watching some footy, and we'd like akined a new title to the hammer, which was a smetard, which we were describing as a smart retard. Now, when I saw Dom Young, I was like, complete smetard. And Durs said, actually, no, the kid's got something. The next play, he leapt in the air to capture a high ball, meters above anyone else. It hit him straight in the face, and he was immediately subbed out and dropped down to the lower grade of rugby league. Now, I still had a nice shining for the fella, right? And then weeks later, he stole four tries from my captain, Greg Marzu. And I don't know, am I saying that right? Marzu?
It's fine. Mate.
He had a
Samoan
name at one stage, and then they changed it. I have no idea why.
But, his old name was way more intense, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was like Greg Lalesio or something.
Yeah, Lalesio. It's kind of hot. But yeah, look, after I saw that, I thought the only way that I could really completely quell all my disappointment when Dom Young scored instead of Greg was if I was to acquire Dom Young, which I did at an extremely high price, selling AJ, considering that I do believe he'll have an extremely good season. But my readiness to sell was based on probably a bit of smooth brainness and then just like a unhealthy obsession with having to have both wingers.
Hey, Isabel. woman poked your head around the corner.
Congratulations on the win last week, Ben.
She popped in. thanks, mate. It was if you can't beat me with Turbo getting 25 and Dewey dying, then you're probably gonna do some trades.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm working on it. Nobody wants any of my players anymore. Even though I'm very trade rapeable, obviously, from the AJ thing, yeah. You know, the leading try scorer of all time. And I'm still accepting
audio only podcast, isn't it?
Oh no, Tim's
sorry, boys.
Sorry, Tim's hitting his missus.
Yeah, I don't have shorts. I don't have shorts on right now, so it's kind of awkward that she came in the room.
You don't want your girlfriend around when you've got no pants on.
Punched her in the stomach and then walked away.
This is my boy time, you know. I don't need pants.
All right, so there were some bets this week. I saw a sandwich. I don't know what happened, but Doug got a really thick chicken sandwich. Does anyone know what the bet was?
Yeah, I believe McKern had to make him a home-cooked meal.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah, on paper you think, oh, that's a pretty soft nothing bet. But when you saw the burger and the prep that McKern put in, I'd like to have won that bet.
Yeah, I feel like the bets don't always have to be crazy degenerate. I feel like some of the G-rated bets have been some of the best. McKern specifically with the foot stall, where he was selling pictures he drew of feet at some local market and then making someone some food. They're fine bets. They're agreeable. Everyone gets a good laugh.
I feel like you have to live within 20 minutes of Logan by the sea if you want McKern to make you a meal. I don't think he'd drive all the way out to Warwick with a meal or even Paddington.
It's a good point. He doesn't love us as much as he loves Doug.
No. And Doug doesn't love him as much as he loves Dwayne.
That's true. Ooh. McKern has his own bed.
Did anyone catch a glimpse of what McKern was wearing when he made that little number for him?
No.
There's rumors it wasn't much at all.
Huh.
I heard he had a thong on, but I didn't know that like it was public that you could see it. I thought he had normal pants over it.
Ah, right. Yeah, okay.
No, that's not an Australian thong either. I don't know why I said thong. That's a bit US-y of me. But I meant a G-banger.
Who are you versing this week, Tim?
Just Dwayne. So if I lose this week, I'm pretty much giving up on the entire season.
Yeah, Dwayne does have a really bad team.
He's got Nicaragua already on 28. Like, I'm getting butt-fucked. If I kept Dom Young, I'd be getting 100 out of him this week. Instead, I've got 8 from AJ. He could be dead. Like, I got...
They might score with AJ here, though. This is a really good opportunity right here. I don't know if you can see the game, but... oh, no, they've blown it. Yeah, they've blown it completely. Yeah. That was close.
That was really good, That was unusually good comic timing there, Jimmy.
Can you boot him, Ben? I think it was a bit better when it was just you and me talking about not killing ourselves. Oh. Or primarily you not killing yourself.
Yeah. How come you haven't killed yourself?
Don't kill yourself for another 10 minutes. I'm here all night.
It's a good question, mate. It's probably just cowardness.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, we should stop talking about that. It's too.
How did that come out? They're going to AJ's wing. They're literally looking AJ right in the face. He's going to score. No, unfortunately not.
You need to stop, man.
And that's the half. Does he get any points for chasing the kick and then it going dead?
No,
you're
absolutely
pissing
not.
Me off.
I wouldn't have thought so, but you know.
Do you get any points for dropping the
you're
ball?
You're really pissing me off.
Running away from everybody?
Do you get any points for hurting your friend's feelings? No.
Oh, man, I have so many.
Well, I guess
points.
You kind of do.
In the chat, you definitely get respect. Like, put it this way.
So, Tim's been doing this thing in the chat, and Doug picked up on it, man. And to be honest, like, it's pretty low, and it hurts my feelings a little bit, but, you know, I'm not going to kill myself about it. But what it is that... After I made the trade for AJ, which on paper, obviously, is a pretty bad trade. You know, it's a guy that he got off waivers for my third pick, which was pretty, you know, up there pick, right? And, like, after this, right, like, the only person that was, like, kind of backing me up was Tim, the guy that made the trade, telling me about all his remorse and stuff. And for a couple of days, I listened to him, you know. And then I realized what he was doing. He was trying to do one of these like voodoo reverse jinxes where if he just goes in there and makes it sound like he's actually remorseful for this thing, AJ will come back and then go, oh no, but you know, I really thought Dom Young wasn't trying to rape you, not even a finger. You know, but I cottoned onto this pretty fast and I've let him do it. I've let him be the master of his own demise. Now, look, AJ could still go out and, you know, do something fantastic this game and make me regret the trade, or in the later in the season. But this 40 minutes that I've spent inside Tim, with him just squirming around on the edge of my knob, felt pretty good, dudes.
This is one of the
and there could be another 16 games or so of this.
No, I honestly think Dom's gonna do better than AJ this year. At some point, the torch has to be passed on. And yeah, AJ's had some great seasons. He's been a killer, but Dom's been looking fucking unreal. And the Knights are just smashing on the points. So yeah. I had to take the trade, obviously, based on who AJ is. And like, yeah, on paper, it's one of the biggest rapes that's probably ever happened. But I honestly believe Dom's definitely, definitely going to score more points.
That trade is more rapey than the Dalai Lama asking that kid to suck his tongue.
Oh, and he's going to blame it on dementia? But really, yeah.
Like, to be fair,
yeah,
it's the best thing a spiritual leader's ever asked a small boy to suck. So,
if you are in a religion,
in public,
if you're a religious guru that can't bang women, you're a pedophile.
100%.
Well, he's brought a bit of like the question has to be asked of the Buddhists now, right? Because is he willing to do that's like a fucking Joe Biden public display where he's sniffing little girls' hair. Like
he asked the kid to suck his tongue in public in front of cameras. What's he doing if he ever gets alone with a child?
Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah.
And that's where I'm saying the pedo dementia cut in. Don't think I'm blaming the pedo stuff on dementia. I'm just saying, like, now he doesn't know where he is.
He doesn't know that he's public.
I'm on television.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, I'm on TV. Oh, shit. And all it comes out in is no denial or anything, just an apology.
Yeah. And they're right?
Like, I didn't know I was supposed to be doing that.
How was the cover story? They're like, oh, he's always cheeky. And you're like, that's not cheeky. That's fucking gross.
Yeah, cheeky was such a nice way to put it, eh? I was like, wow. He is long gone, that dude. But he's still less of a rapist
than Richard, so.
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying. But, I mean, like, no, put it this way, man. It's going to be interesting this week. Me and Dickie Bush put a bet on.
Oh, yeah?
So, eating the world's hottest chili over this week, I didn't feel like, yeah, on paper, his team may be better, you know, but someone's got to cut him off at the knee at some stage. His team actually sucks when you look at it, right? It's just overperforming. Last week, I had a classic case of underperformance. So what did I do? I went and got 3 Tigers from waivers because I feel like they're just about to turn it all around. They do have a bye this week, so none of them will help me.
You got 3 waivers. You got 3 Tigers and they're on a bye.
Yeah.
That's
big brand. Big brain play.
That's huge brain moves, man.
Yeah, I used my waiver as well. It was quite high.
It's very smart to have as many players as you can from the one team. It's a power play. Because especially if you have like 30. If you have 30, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not any team. But if you have 30% of the team, they're always like someone's gonna touch it. So it's genius.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a bit of method to my madness, you know what I mean? I looked at who scored the most points the week before, and certainly that means they're going to score the most points this week, right?
That's it's a trend, right? What's the term? Point chasing or whatever? Tim's the master.
Point chasing.
Chasing last week.
Yeah, I used to do it a lot. I've calmed down because people mock you, but I admire your bravery to just follow your heart, James. It reminds me of when I was younger. I was a lot like you back in the day.
Yeah, and point chasing, dude. Like, I love these expressions that people make up, man. Point chasing. Of course I'm point chasing. The aim of the game is to score the most points, right? If you score the most points in fantasy, regardless of what anyone else does, you win. So technically we should all be point chasing, or what are you chasing?
I think it's that when you're chasing, you've never got hold of the points. You're always just chasing them.
It's when you sign a guy that got 110 last week but got 20 the 5 weeks before. That's when people start to judge you.
A Dom well, Young, if you will.
Did, but he'll be good.
Well, Dom's got over 70, 3 out of 5 games or something, 3 out of 4 games. Yeah. That might not be accurate.
The Dom Young thing, that coach was so dumb that he left Greg Marzio on the bench the first. He dropped him first. He comes out, he's a try-scoring dynamo, averaging per game the most tries in the NRL right now. Second to him is Dom Young. who he also dropped to the bench just for some fucked up reason before realizing that these two guys are the best wingers in the comp. AJ's, you know, dead and buried at this stage. And JD is quickly leapfrogging to the top six after this. After I did take a loss against Ben Pepper, I admit it, right?
Both my teams played terribly. Names, mate, that's a bit rude.
What's that, sorry?
So you're not making full names dogs in here, mate. That's pretty full on.
Oh, shit. What do you mean? Did I say that?
Who gives a fuck? Oh, just keep talking.
A little bit. You can just hit that. Just hit that ear horn noise. You know, where you go.
I think you heard me say before that there's 0% chance I'm ever editing this.
Yeah.
Well, you have to now, man, to protect yourself.
I don't think enough people care.
No one listens to this podcast, dude.
We had bloody 50 something listens on the last one.
Listening to this podcast, you need to get involved in our suicide prevention chat.
I haven't you killed yourself is the right question, though. It makes you feel pretty bad.
Yeah, you said that to me. It was pretty hurtful, but you know, you move on.
It wasn't hurtful, it was a question. Questions can't be hurtful.
The implication of the way you said it is that it should have just been done by now.
Don't. Too many people that I know kill themselves. Don't be another one of them. It's fucking frustrating.
All right.
Yeah, it's not good. And Tim, you've got way too much to offer. I mean, like, at least Kalen Ponga, at least trade me him before you go.
Give us Cleary and Ponga, mate, and then, yeah, then you won't have much left to offer, so it won't be a waste.
Oh,
okay, it. So do you have any funny lines you've seen this week, James, that you want to bring up in the chat?
Oh, man, to be honest, like, my arch nemesis and main rival and best friend, Richard Bush, has been very funny lately. No. I'm going to admit it.
Full names, you retard.
Can you give us some of his best lines from the week? Can you do a quick scroll through, or do you have any on the brain?
Comedic timing is one of those things where you had to be there, and we all know this, right? But I believe that you mentioned that an Italian woman's pussy smelt like a pepperoni pizza, and Richard quickly chimed in with, "No, that must be an Italian American's," which I thought was very funny. Unfortunately,
I said pepperoni,
like,
cheesy crust, and he said Italian American.
She must be Italian American, which I found very funny.
It's clever. It's clever. I liked it.
Yeah, it is, and you don't expect that from that source. You know what I mean? It's like when you watch a terrible TV show and it makes you laugh a couple of times. You think it's good. You know, like, it's unreal.
Oh, can I just butt in real quick? I've started watching Community again, and fuck me, that show is so good. The Dan Harmon,
to be honest,
it's you know Rick and Morty.
Uh huh.
It's written by the same guy, and it's like the same concept. It's the same concepts, but a bit more PG, and it's full on all the time.
I've seen it before. It's got Joel McHale in it, if I'm not mistaken.
It does indeed. Yes.
Yeah, and Donald Glover.
Oh, no kidding. All right, I'll give it a crack.
It's so good, man. So, yeah, that's the Futz TV recommendation of the week. Community. The show ended 4 or 5 or 10 years ago.
I've been watching a show on Netflix that's like Naked and Afraid, but they have clothes on. But the teams are allowed to sabotage each other. So the first two episodes are like kind of normal survival show, pretty boring. But then on the third show, they start like burning each other's camps down and stealing sleeping bags and whatnot. And they just, some of them don't want to go full psycho, and then half are willing to go full psycho. So it gets pretty funny. If you want like a pretty basic show that is almost certainly pretend. But I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name.
That's such a good recommendation, mate. It's this show about camping. They steal each other's sleeping bags, but I don't know the name of it.
I'll do a quick Google.
If everyone can just do a quick Google, it's a TV show where everyone's camping and then everyone gets a bit mean and starts stealing sleeping bags, and some people are mean and some people don't want to be mean, then you'll find out what the TV show is called.
I just typed it in, mate, and the answer is Outlast. It's called Outlast. And that's exactly what I wrote in. Give or take.
All right. So we're nearing the end of our time.
Oh, just one Quentin. If I'm going to put on a podcast recommendation TV show, just quickly, Alone. It's very good. People go out into the wilderness and they have to survive by themselves for 90 days. Very interesting.
It's a very similar recommendation. It's basically the same show, except they're not turning on each other.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But you kind of flicked my memory there. And I watched that the other night. I've only seen one episode. I don't watch much TV. And it was fucking good.
A similar TV show, Man vs. Wild, is also a TV show that's very similar to those, but there's no confrontation and it's only one guy.
Excellent, excellent. That's the Bear Grylls, correct?
It is, yes.
Yeah, no, seen it.
All right, sorry, let's just go through.
I haven't seen... Yep, sorry. Yep. No one's pissed on their T-shirt in Alone, so it's not the same level.
Important.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Move on.
You first. Who do you think wins the league? That's not you.
Well, I can't answer that because I'm so confident that I'm 100% going to win. If I have to pick someone, that's not. It's just so difficult, right? Like I'd have to say McKern just because he has Himes.
And okay. His team's who's actually last? Not
too bad without that. Look, I did think the Stingers, but I'm actually seeing a bit of a resurrection from the Stingos. And I now think that it will be Phil.
And who is your greatest nemesis in the league?
It's probably Phil.
Yeah, it's always Phil. Jimmy.
Yes.
Who wins the league?
I'm just looking at this because I've keep coin flipping on this one right here. But as of today, I'm going to say that Phil wins the league.
Ugh. Who comes last?
Mitch.
Yeah, that's definitely probably true. who's your greatest nemesis in the league?
It was Bush, but I think now it's Tim.
Not the cow. Love that shit. All right, I have never done these, so I'll just quickly do them as well in the last minute.
What the fuck, it? Can I change what I said about Phil?
Yeah, is it going to be Jim now?
No. Yeah, no.
I think. Richard wins. Tim comes last. And Doug is my greatest nemesis. What should the league name be this week, Jen?
James is a smelly foot rag. Nah, it's pretty gay.
What about Italian American vaginas smell like cheesy crust pizza league?
Yeah, that's perfect. James, didn't you have some things that you wanted to say? You have like 30 seconds. You should say them now. Yeah, isn't that the whole reason you wanted to come?
You definitely got 30 seconds.
You had things to say.
Okay, yeah, cool. Great start, Cody Walker. Really good job, Bush. Can't wait till you see you eat this Reaper pepper, Bush. And I bet your head just lights up like a fucking stoplight. That's all. Fuck Bush.
Yeah, fuck
Bush. Was that the whole thing?
Yeah, that's 45 minutes or 35 minutes or whatever.
No, yeah. I mean, like, James has been talking about needing to get...
I'm kind of retarded.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he going to knock up?
a closet for you to hide in, you bumder!